Moonlit Jungle Lab, Ghost Note Sequence in Ableton Live 12, Vocals Edition. Intermediate Level. Let's build a ghost note vocal groove that sits inside drum and bass like it belongs there, not like a second lead vocal fighting for attention. Here's the idea. In Jungle and Roland DNB, ghost notes aren't just a drum trick. You can do the same concept with vocals, tiny, quiet, rhythmic syllables that live between the main words. When they're done right, you don't really hear lyrics, you feel motion. Like the vocal is dancing with the drums. By the end, you'll have a lead vocal track, a ghost vocal track, a couple return effects for dub delay and dark reverb, and an optional resample track, so you can print the ghost layer and treat it like percussion. Alright, set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for DNB, and it'll make the timing decisions we're about to do feel authentic. Set global quantization to 1 bar for now, so launching and loopy stays clean. We'll switch to tighter settings when we start editing. Now create a 16-bar loop section. Think like an arranger. Bars 1 through 8 are your main groove, and bars 9 through 16 are a variation, like the response gets heavier or darker. In DNB, vocals often work better as short phrases that repeat with evolving effects, not long pop verses. So we're building a system that evolves. Now let's pick a vocal source. You can use a spoken word line, a chopped a cappella, or your own dry recording. Something with clear consonants is perfect. Those T, K, SH sounds are basically free percussion. Import the audio into an audio track and name it Fox Lead. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro. That's usually the best choice for full vocal phrases. Then play with formants, anywhere from 0 to plus 20 depending on the vibe. More formants can add that slightly uncanny, airy character that works great for nocturnal jungle stuff. Now the key, align the vocal rhythmically to the bar grid. If your vocal has sharp consonants, add warp markers so those consonants land where you want them. In DNB, a consonant arriving late is basically a groove problem, because it's like a hi-hat arriving late. Once your lead is sitting right, we make the ghost track, duplicate Fox Lead and rename it Fox Ghost. This is the core trick. We're going to turn the same vocal into a sequence of small rhythmic hits, like a shaker line made of syllables. Double-click the audio clip on Vox Ghost so you're in clip view. Turn on draw mode, the B key. Now start slicing the clip into short segments. Aim for chops around 1/16 or 1/32. Don't chop randomly. Hunt for consonants and short syllables, the attacks, the little breaths, the edges of words. You're looking for moments that can behave like drum transients. A fast workflow is to highlight a region, then use Command or Control E to split at grid points. Delete the chunks you don't want, and leave a pattern of short hits between the main phrase. Here's a one-bar pattern concept you can try as a starting grid. Let the main phrase land on beat 1, and place ghost hits around them between subdivisions, 1E and 1A, 2A, 3E, and 4E and 4A. If you're thinking in drum terms, that's the skitter. That's what gives you that rolling jungle adjacent momentum without stepping on the snare. Now tighten timing like drums. Set your grid to 1/16. Some hits should stay perfectly on grid. Those are your anchors. Then take a few of the ghost hits and nudge them slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Manual dragging is fine. This is one of those moments where the best results come from listening, not staring at the grid. A coach note here, check the pocket against the snare, not just the kick. Indeed NB, at backbeat on 2 and 4 is the spine. Solo your drums and the ghost track and nudge until it feels like the ghosts are leaning into the snare. That's where the roll lives. Now we make them actual ghost notes, level, tone, and space. First, gain shaping. This is the audio version of velocity. In clip view, adjust clip gain per slice. Most ghost hits should drop by about minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Keep them really quiet. Then choose one or two accents and keep those a little louder, like minus 6 to minus 9 dB. Here's a rule that tells you if you nailed it. Mute the ghost track. If the groove collapses and feels emptier, you did it right. If you unmute it and suddenly the vocal sounds like extra lyrics, you went too far. And another really important coaching move. Don't only control ghosts with volume. Control intelligibility. If the ghost layer starts sounding like you can understand words, reduce clarity, pull a little presence out around 3 to 6 kHz, soften consonants with micro fades, and use saturation to make it audible on small speakers without actually turning it up. Let's do micro fade right now, because this is one of the biggest intermediate to pro differences in vocal chops. On each slice, add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, especially if it starts with a hard consonant. Then add a fade out around 5 to 20 milliseconds. That fade out can make the slice feel like a tiny hat tail instead of a cut-off edit. Also, it prevents clicks, which instantly ruin the illusion. Now build the ghost tone chain with stock devices on Vox Ghost. First, EQ8, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. Honestly, for busy breaks you can go higher. Don't be afraid of 180 to 300 Hz if the mix is dense. Then dip harshness somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 Hz by a few dB with a medium Q. If it's still too bright, add a gentle low pass around 10 to 12 Hz. Second, auto filter. Set it to low pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere between about 1.2 and 3.5 Hz so it gets that whispery, tucked back ghost vibe. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Then add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15, so the filter opens slightly per hit. That tiny movement helps the chops feel alive. Third, saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then compensate output so it stays quiet. Saturation is doing a specific job here, keeping low-level details audible without raising the channel fader. That's how ghosts stay ghosts but still translate. Fourth, compressor for glue. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to smash it. We're trying to make the little slices behave like one instrument. Now make it groove with the drums using sidechain. Add another compressor at the end of the chain. Turn sidechain on, and feed it from your kick or drum bus. Often the kick is best because it's consistent and it carves space. Ratio around 4 to 1. Super fast attack like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. Pull the threshold down until the ghost layer breathes with the kick. This is what keeps the ghost rhythm energetic, without clouding the pocket. Next, space. This is where the jungle sauce happens. Create two return tracks. Return A is dub delay. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, depending on how busy your drums are. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 Khz. Keep modulation low. Just a little movement. Optionally put a saturator after echo with a tiny bit of drive, like 1 to 3 dB, to thicken the repeats. Send Vox Ghost into this delay more than the lead. As a starting point, ghost send around minus 12 to minus 6 dB, lead send around minus 18 to minus 12. The ghost gets the atmosphere. The lead stays more direct. Return bead is dark reverb. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't blur the transient. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 7 to 10 Khz. Send the ghost just enough to create night air. In DNB, if you think the reverb is beautiful, it's probably already too loud. You want it felt. Now we do the resample workflow, because this is where it turns into a real DNB technique. Create a new audio track called Vox Ghost Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your ghost sequence playing with the drums. Now you have audio you can treat like percussion. This is the commit early mentality. Print it, then get bold. On the printed clip, try reversing a few bits. Use R to reverse selected regions. Warp certain chops using texture mode for grainy jungle artifacts. Pitch the whole thing down 3 to 7 semitones for that darker shadow voice energy. And don't be polite about rearranging. Move hits around like you're programming a shaker loop. While you're doing this, name and color code your clip so you can build a toolkit. Stuff like Ghost 16ths Air, Ghost Reverse Swells, Ghost Low Pitch. That organization sounds boring, but it's the difference between cool experiment and reusable production weapon. Let's talk arrangement so it actually rolls for 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, lead phrase only with minimal ghost density. Maybe just a few taps, like 10 to 20% of what you think you want. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the ghost 16ths between snare hits and start adding a couple delay throws. That's your lift. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce the printed, pitch down ghost layer. If you want a bit of width, add chorus ensemble subtly. Amount 10 to 20%, rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, width around 120 to 160. And important, keep the low end mono by high passing before any widening. Bars 13 to 16. Response section. Let the lead pause more and let the ghosts take over the rhythm. This creates call and response without needing new vocal material. It's classic DNB storytelling. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building. If ghost notes are too loud and you can clearly understand every syllable, they're not ghosts. Reduce intelligibility with EQ and fades, not just volume. Too much reverb will kill punch. Filter the returns, keep decay controlled, and use pre-delay. Timing too perfect will feel programmed. Keep anchor hits tight, then swing only selected off-grid hits. That's swing without global swing, and it keeps your drum stable. If you don't sidechain, the ghosts will mask the kick and snare when breaks get busy. Sidechain is not optional in dense DNB, and don't overchop without intention. Think like a drummer. Before you chop, decide rolls, a tap, an accent, a flam, a drag. You can even label a few slices as tap or accent so your pattern has a design, not just chaos. Let's add a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic version is working. 1. Probability ghosting with two lanes. Make ghost your consistent engine. Simple steady placements. Make ghost be a spice lane. Odd hits, little glitches, maybe only on transitions or every fourth bar. If you're in session view, you can use follow actions to cycle different ghost B clips for variation. 2. Flam and drag technique. Take one consonant slice like T or K and duplicate it. Place the copy 10 to 25 milliseconds later for a flam. Add a third hit another 10 to 25 milliseconds later for a drag. Keep these very quiet. This is movement, not a stutter gimmick.